Hi there, you're listening to the Spirit Room Podcast with me, psychic medium and mentor, Melissa White. This show is for developing mediums, budding intuitives, and those who just find themselves curious about spirit and the afterlife. I'll share my experiences with you, working with spirit as a professional medium for over a decade. I'll also interview people that I find brilliant and fascinating, and provide you with some insight into how you can live this life to the fullest, knowing that there is so much more available to us than what meets the human eye. So I invite you to sit back, relax, enjoy, and let's just see what spirit has in store for us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Melissa White. I'm here with Beth Riley of Mediumistically Me. How's it going, Beth?
It's going well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm going to invite you also on Instagram because I have to do that separately.
Okay. Do I go into my Instagram as well?
I think yes.
Okay. I might have to flip because I'm on my phone. So I might have to flip this off for a minute and hopefully I won't leave this part, but we'll see.
Okay. I just
I'll be back if something happens.
Okay. No problem. So hi to everyone on Instagram. Beth is going to be right back. Welcome. Hope everyone's doing well. Feel free to say hello in the comments. And let's just see. Okay, so I see Beth is there on Insta. Okay, and then does that mean?
I'll go back to the StreamYard. Okay, so hopefully it all looks the same everywhere.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, so for some reason on when I use StreamYard, when people say hello from Facebook, I think from the podcast group, it just doesn't show your name. So I have people saying hello from, I think, the Facebook group, but I don't, all it says is Facebook user. So if that's the case, if you're saying hello, if you can tell us your name, that'd be awesome. I do see the names on Instagram. So I see Cindy's there. All right, a few other people. Good. So yeah, I still don't see you on StreamYard though, Beth.
You don't? Okay. I think I'm back here. I clicked on the little microphone, but I'm not there.
No.
Let's see.
You may have to choose. You may have to go on StreamYard and not on Insta. We'll see. Oh, good. You switched to Instagram and it looks good. Okay. Thanks, Heather. Good, good. So we'll see. Chelsea's there. Hi. Awesome. Good. So hope everyone is well, enjoying the first few days of spring. Hi, Gina. So we'll just give it a sec because I think Beth is just switching over. But for those of you that are here and joining, wondering about your thoughts when it comes to, oh, there's Beth. Okay, awesome. Oh, I feel like it's in and out. I don't know what's happening. Okay. We wanted to chat about destiny and free will because it's something that we both notice comes up so much within the psychic readings that we provide. And so it's a good question. And I think it's something that a lot of us ponder, but we thought it would be good to have a discussion. So let's just see here if we can get Beth. Oh my goodness, we've got two Beth boxes, but no Beth. Okay. I'm so sorry for this technical difficulties. Okay, so she's gonna try and come back, I think.
Sorry, Melissa, can you see me?
On Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder, I might have to leave Instagram and just go to StreamYard. For some reason, I tried to go in, and it's doing something really weird with the camera. So.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's all good. We are headed into, if it's not already started, we are headed into Mercury retrograde. Okay, Joanne says it's okay now. Okay. So anyways, while we're getting Beth back, I wonder for those of you that are watching, if this is something that you have also considered and wondered about, thought about, how much of our lives are up to us and how much of it is already determined, how much of it has to do with destiny. I'd be really curious to know your thoughts on that. Shannon's there, made of stars. Hi, Shannon. How are you? All right. So we got Beth back. Yay.
Yeah.
So I was just sort of introducing the topic and saying that, you know, it's something that has come up for us quite often, or that we have discussed oftentimes between the two of us around, you know, how much of this life is up to us and how much of it maybe is already determined.
Mm-hmm.
So just, yeah, like to open up that discussion. And then also, you know, from our point of view, the style of psychic readings that we offer, because I know it's different for some people, or what people expect a psychic reading should be is different maybe from what we feel, you know, that we provide and that we want to provide for people. So, we should just get into it. So let's just start with psychic readings and from our point of view, the purpose of those, and then we can go from there. So you want to start off, Beth? Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, when I'm receiving a psychic reading and when I'm giving one, my goal is always to focus on how different scenarios might feel. So a lot of the information that I get is clairsentient. So I'm getting things through my feelings and emotions.
Right.
And so what will happen is, it's for me validating some of the things that, if you come for a psychic reading, some of the things that you might have been thinking about lately, trying to make a decision on, just those things where your mind keeps like worrying and worrying and worrying. And it's like, but you can't figure out a clear path of where you should go next. For me, I'll tune into those kinds of things that have been happening for you, give some validation of what you've been going through lately, and then also give a sense of the potentials for the future. So it's like, how, if you make this decision, how does that feel in my body? And when I say, how does it feel in my body, what I'm really tuning into, how would that feel for you in your life, given like the person that you are right now and the way that things are going for you right now. Yeah. So what about you? Yeah.
Well, exactly. So I always look at the potential. And so I really, it's my belief that most of this life, we have free will, most things.
Yeah.
So we can tell someone potential for sure, but it is going to be up to them as far as like what they do with that information. And also they can make a different choice at any point. So I'm very careful to never tell someone, I can 100% guarantee this is your future.
Yeah.
Because they have free will. And so do the people in their lives.
Exactly. So
it's a snapshot of the energy in that moment that they're receiving the reading. And that is subject to change if people, you know, and we can look at the likelihood and all of that, and we can look at different possibilities, different potentials. But I just think that sometimes people do really want us to guarantee them.
You know,
they want 100% guarantee. And I think the only one who can 100% guarantee anything is the person themselves.
Yeah. You know,
because it's going to depend on them.
Yeah.
But I do understand that, like, from the past and even in movies and in the media, there is this idea perpetuated that because we're psychic, we should know every single outcome that's ever going to be for that person.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case.
And there are some things that I don't think that even us, we're not supposed to know for some reason.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's life, I think, is a lot about learning how to make choices. And I think for me, a lot of it is learning how to empower yourself and make choices that feel right for you in the moment. And that's part of the learning experience. And sometimes that doesn't go exactly the way you want it to. Sometimes it does. But I don't know about you, Melissa, but sometimes I feel like I also often pick up on the kind of end result of like where someone's at in their life. Like, for example, with their relationship status, it's like sometimes I feel like I can get a sense of what the end kind of result is going to be, but I may not know all of the twists and turns in the middle. Sometimes I will get that information, but I feel like sometimes I don't. And there's a reason for it, it seems like to me. But what do you think?
Definitely, because when you look at it, I think, you know, the purpose of this life in a real general sense is to progress and learn and grow. And so if you knew every single little thing that was going to happen that you, and you didn't, you wanted to prevent it, you didn't like it and you didn't want to go through it and you avoided it, what would be the purpose? Like, you would literally learn nothing. You know, there's no point in coming to the physical world if you're going to avoid all of the difficulties. And so I think that the purpose of a psychic reading is not so that you can avoid difficulty. You know, that's not meant to be like a cheat sheet to your life so that you can just, you know, have all the outcomes that you like and all the outcomes that you want. And so there is a reason why, even like, I think sometimes people have a very specific desire of what they would like us to tell them, like what they would like to say. And if it doesn't come up or if we don't say it, I feel like from their point of view, they think that's like a crappy reading. Like, they think that they've been like shortchanged or that it's like sucks. And I think they're not realizing that if it was something that they were meant to be told, it would have come through.
Like, yeah. Really,
and there are some things for which maybe we are not meant to have the answer ahead of time, because there's some kind of learning involved, and there's something that if they knew it, they would do something differently, and then they would be sort of not where they're supposed to be or where they're meant to be.
Yeah. And,
you know, earlier when I said, yes, most things I think we have free will, I do believe there are some things, some certain big things in life that are already determined. Like, it is a form of destiny. So this is a rough estimate, but it's based on lots and lots of readings and working with lots and lots of people, and then observing my own life. I would say 80% of things, in my estimation, we have a free will choice. Mm-hmm. And then maybe 20% that are kind of like, these are the big things that are there for you. You couldn't avoid it if you tried, like good and bad, you know, the amazing things, but also the really, really difficult lessons and themes. Mm-hmm. That's how I kind of see it. Now, I'm not saying that's like the only answer, but that just seems to be from my perspective. The biggest thing I want to do when I'm working psychically with someone is to, like you said, to empower them to make their own choices, and also to recognize that you can not really judge if something is the right path for you. Mm-hmm. It depends how you look at it, because the right path for you could be extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. You might not even like it at all when you're going through it. But it gets you to this place where you do ultimately want to be, or where you're ultimately meant to be, like to fulfill your own purpose, your own destiny. Yeah. And I think it's yes, a lot of free will. The destined things, it's what we do with them. Like, it's the choices that we make about how we're going to manage and how we're going to work with what we have. So I think that's important to look at. And I understand, like, when you're going through a crisis or something really stressful, when people book a psychic reading, that's usually when they book it, is when things are not easy, things are going haywire. But I would always advise my clients that I'm there to bring some inspiration, some hope for the future. Yeah. But I'm not there to tell you, listen, this is what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And if you do this or that, then everything's perfect. You never have to worry again. You never have any more challenges. And I think sometimes people don't like that.
Yeah.
So I've considered in the past, or even more recently with some experiences I've had psychically, and just thought about not even offering the psychic readings anymore, because I feel like I have to be authentic and true to myself. I can't be the psychic reader that some people want. Mm-hmm. Because there are some people that really just want me to tell them and give them 100% guarantee. And they don't want to realize their part in it. They don't want to be empowered. They would rather give that power to me and then me tell them, you know, and I feel so uncomfortable with that. So, I mean, I'm always going to offer those kinds of readings, but I have to be able to do it authentically and the way that it works for me based on my beliefs. Right.
Yeah.
So it's just important that people understand what it is and what it isn't when it comes, when you're going to whoever you're going to.
Yeah. Well, and something that I tell my clients as well is that I truly believe these major life lessons that we actually decide that we want to learn when we come here to the physical world, it's you are going to reach those goals no matter what, is my feeling about it. But the way that you reach the goal, it might be you decide to take the long path, or you decide to take the shorter path, or you decide, or maybe the paths are the same length, but there's different obstacles you go through in each. And it's through overcoming those obstacles, you are learning that life lesson. I think those major things that we come here to learn, it does require us navigating challenges, because in doing that, you learn how to trust yourself, trust your own intuition. I think where psychic readings come in to be very helpful is to, like you said, to give hope that you are going to be okay no matter what type of obstacle happens. It's your soul is very resilient, very strong. Some of the things that we experience in life, it truly does. And I've experienced this too. It feels it might break you sometimes, right? But I think there is some kind of peace or some kind of hope in knowing that we did plan to go through challenges. And therefore, we must, our higher selves must also know that we have the ability to get through those things. I'm not saying that, for example, when somebody has an illness, for example, cancer or something like that, I'm not saying with 100% guarantee that everybody who has that illness will live through that. But it's you're also, I think the end goal is your soul is learning something that then you also end up taking to spirit when you go back and you keep with you. And if you decide to come back for another lifetime, I think you have that learning and that information within you somewhere still. It's this process. So I don't know. I think for a psychic reading, that's why we can't tell people what the right path is, because I think that there's multiple right paths.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes when people think of the right path, they think of what's the path that's going to be the easiest for me? What's the path where I'm going to feel good the whole time? I don't think there is any path like that, you know?
I don't think it exists. I don't think it exists. And I feel the same way. There's so many different ways that you can get to the same place.
Yeah.
And so obviously we can give some insight and give some guidance, but it's a very different thing. I think the other thing that always has comforted me is that the things that are truly for you, meant for you, you cannot miss. I don't believe you can miss them. Even same. If you tried, you can't miss it. So that gives me comfort. And also, hopefully gives other people comfort. And then also, I think sometimes in a psychic reading, we underestimate the beauty and the healing that can come from just having your soul be witnessed by someone else. Mm-hmm. Having the reader be able to know you and be able to tell you about yourself, even though, of course, I've said things to people before and they're like, yeah, I already know that. I'm just like, yes, but it's called validation. It's meant to be showing you you're seen, and you're known. And that for some people, I think is the only place maybe that they've ever received that. Like maybe they don't have people in their lives that validate them.
Mm-hmm. Either that, or sometimes even the most open of people, and myself included, sometimes you don't want to tell somebody everything out loud. It's like there are certain things you just maybe keep very close to your heart that it's like, I maybe don't know how I feel about it yet, or like whatever it is. But when you're having a psychic reading, it's kind of like, okay, you're seen, you're understood. And there's also this support, I feel like, because I know with psychic readings, we're tuning in like soul to soul, like our soul to their soul. But also sometimes I feel like guides might come in or things like that and like offer little tidbits of information. And it's like, just to know that you are supported. Yeah. Also that you really like, you know, the saying like, I got this. Mm-hmm. It's like a way for your soul to tell you like, I got you, you know,
you're supported. And the other thing that I think too is important to mention to people, if you're developing or if you're a client, like somebody who's receiving readings, I always teach, like, and Beth, you can probably attest to this, that when we're looking at psychic readings, the psychic needs to be able to tell you about your past and about your present before they can even tell you anything about the future, because you need to establish some kind of trust, and you need to establish that if you're the psychic, that you are in fact connecting to this person.
Exactly. Right?
That it accurately makes sense. So when we tell you things that have already happened, or we tell you things about your current life, it's to establish that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We don't want to just, because, you know, there are people out there that, you know, are dishonest. Like there's dishonest people in every profession, right? And it's like, so we don't just want to tell you, oh, like all these fairy tale sunshine things that are going to happen in the future without like kind of grounding ourselves in like, okay, this is what's happened for you so far. This is what's happening right now. And oftentimes those things are relevant and connected to what's going to happen for your future too. Mm-hmm. When I'm saying like, we don't want to tell you all like rainbows and sunshine things, I'm not saying that we're going to tell you things that are going to scare you and like doom and gloom and whatever, but we really do want to be evidential and like show like that we are tuning into you and your life and your soul.
Yeah.
Well,
and if you want, if you're someone who wants a yes or no answer off the cuff and with no trust established and all that, you can find that.
Like,
people, you could just go to other platforms, you can go on online, and there are a lot of people that will do that for you. Would I personally trust that? No, I've never trust anyone who's just gonna take one look at me and give me a yes or no answer about something big in my life. Like, I don't know. I see lots of pregnancy, fertility readings and all this stuff. And it's like literally on live, like yes or no. I would not feel comfortable, but there are plenty of people that will offer that to you. So if you're looking for that, there's a place that you can find it. But it just wouldn't be with me.
Yeah. So, I'm never comfortable to answer somebody's question, like a yes, no question, until I've established, like I've accurately brought through evidence of that I'm tuning into their life. So that includes things that happened in the past, present. Yeah. And even then I tell people like, this is my sense. But even with yes and no questions, it is challenging still because of that aspect of free will. Like a choice that you make could change the outcome of that thing, or a choice that somebody else in your life or connected to that situation makes can also change the outcome. So it's like you said, it's a snapshot of the energy at the time of the reading.
Yeah.
And so it's like in that moment when you as the psychic medium are confident that you are accurately tuning into the person, and when they're confident you're tuning into them as well, and then you get insights on, okay, does this situation feel possible? Yes or no? I do feel like I get a sense of that But also, I'll let clients know, like, it does depend on your choices and decisions and others. Like, yeah. if I get the sense in a psychic reading, if I'm just tuning in and I'm picking up, like, I feel like you're going to have, like, you know, two kids, for example. If that person doesn't want kids or they decide not to have kids, it doesn't mean that they did things wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean I was wrong. It's just like people end up making their own choices and decisions based on where they're at in their life and what they want. And that's totally okay. Yeah. You know?
100%. And speaking of pregnancies, I had right at the beginning when I first started doing professional readings, I did a few, and it was mostly spirit, like mostly mediumship. Like people were coming to chat with their loved ones. Hi, Leah. And that was great. And then I had this one girl, and she came, I think mostly just wanted like a psychic reading. So I was doing like angel cards and oracle cards. And this one card came up, and I just looked at it, and I was like, oh, she's pregnant. And so I said to her, I was like, oh, you're pregnant, and da da da. And she's like, no, I am not. And I was like, oh, weird. I really am feeling and hearing like you are pregnant. And she was like, almost like disgusted with me that I was like, yeah, because I was like, no, like I really feel this. And she's like, no, there's no way. And I was like, okay, well, that's weird. And then I just kept going. And I think maybe, you know, it was fine. But after that, I felt like I did lose her a bit. Like she wasn't super happy with the reading. She wasn't super invested. And at the end, I felt really crappy about it. Like I felt like I'd failed. I was like, oh my God, like all these other readings that I'd done so far, everyone had been really enthusiastic and happy. And I just felt like it was the first one that I just felt she didn't really like it, or I wasn't sure what she thought about it. So anyways, 2 weeks later, I think I got an email from this woman, and she said, I don't know how this happened. She's like, I don't know how you knew this, but she's like, I found out I'm, I don't know, like 6 weeks or 8 weeks pregnant or something.
Yeah.
So she was pregnant at the time. She just didn't know. And she was like blown away, but almost like weirded out. Like she was kind of like scared of me, like thinking like, because I think she thought all the rest, everything I said was BS because of that. Like, I told her something that she didn't know. Yeah. She thought then I didn't know what I was talking about. And that was such a good lesson for me in trust.
Yeah.
Because it made me realize, wait a minute, like I have no idea. Maybe this person doesn't have access to this information yet.
Exactly. Like, and I feel like that's also should probably be part of the purpose of coming for a psychic reading, right? It's like some, and even for me, because I know how it feels to be a sitter too. So it's like, even for me, sometimes if I go and I hear a piece of information and I'm like, there's no way that's ever going to happen. There's no way I'm ever going to make that decision. Like I won't go into it, but I'm thinking of one thing in particular, and it's like, then 6 months down the road, what do? That thing. And it's like, I could have never foreseen myself making that choice. And it's not because of the psychic reading, but it just goes to show you, like, and me, like, doing what I do trust that information when it comes, even if it feels strange to me or like out there, I do keep an open mind. Like, this is a possibility. And sometimes it just like shifts your perspective a little bit in a way that your perspective needed to be shifted, you know, so you don't have to agree or understand every single thing that comes through in a psychic reading, but try to keep an open mind, because you never know how something, even if you, it made you feel kind of like, oh, I've never considered that. I couldn't see myself doing it. It could almost like your perspective might end up shifting in a way that you never realize, that makes you feel completely empowered. And like, it is a great lesson in trust for sure. Yeah. And I think like you've been doing this professionally for a lot more years than I have, but it's like, I really think that I have come to that point too, where it's like, I really just fully trust what's coming through. I understand that it's possible to misinterpret things sometimes, But it's like, you just, you know, you have that sense, that feeling of like, this is what I'm getting. This is what I have to, the information I have to pass on to the sitter, right? Because it's always for help. It's always supposed, like the intention is always for healing and hope and insight, right?
Yeah. It's the only way, in my opinion, to go forward. You know, we can't start, if you start questioning everything, you start going into your head, then you're done. Like then everything that comes through is going to be inaccurate.
Yeah.
And so you do really have to trust. That's hard, but it is important.
By the way, I can't see any of the comments or like of the people who are here. So if people are like asking questions, I'm not seeing them. Sorry.
Okay. Tiffany said, I had 7 family members pass the past 14 months, and I've had so many heightened experiences. I definitely want to exercise my abilities moving forward. Yeah, I think that can happen, you know, especially that's so many, so many losses. But it kind of opens the door to more connection, you know? So definitely that's a good point.
I think they probably will help you out, Tiffany, like with that, because I mean, that's when my abilities really started coming into more to the forefront of my life, I feel like, is when I had somebody close to me who passed and I started feeling her and getting information from her and everything. So it's like, if you've had so many losses, and that's must be so hard, but I bet all of them are communicating with you all the time.
Yeah. Well, and there's that. And it's like, even she was saying that she's always had experiences, and it's true. Like you could have those already, and that could be like a thing that's just always happened. But then as soon as you start having people pass, especially people that are close to you, then all of a sudden it gets exactly like what she's saying there, gets heightened.
Yeah.
They're more crazy. Yeah. Wow. You said you got a reading. Was that with me, Tiffany, or was that with Beth? She's just saying something here. The night before her mom passed, she had a voice yell to go see her and say goodnight because it's my last chance. And then she passed 5 hours later. Right. So, Tiffany, was it a psychic reading or was it for mediumship? So wonderful when we ask our loved ones in spirit to help in difficult situations for them to go smoothly. And that happens. I will share in our next class. Oh, awesome. It says Facebook user. I don't know who said that it's that comment about how when we ask them for help, but let us know. Mediumship. Yeah. Feel free to send me a DM, Tiffany, because I'd love to discuss, because I don't recall the particular details or anything like that. I don't retain a lot of what comes through or what's happened because it's not mine to keep, but also I've likely done, I don't know how many since then, but we can definitely chat for sure. So that's good. Wonderful. So I guess then we could open it up to questions that you guys might have about free will and destiny and psychic readings and things like that. So I'll tell you if they come up.
Sounds good.
On Instagram, are you guys able to hear what Beth is saying? Okay. I just thought of that. I see Maya's there. Emma. Hi, ladies. Hi, Leslie. Hope everyone's well. Hi, Maya. Oh, good. Yay. Okay, so that you can be heard on both places.
Oh, good. Thanks. I was wondering.
Perfect. Okay, good. All right, so far no questions about any of that.
Melissa, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
So did you, like, is there a certain point in your life that you remember starting to think about these things, like how life works in terms of like predetermined things, free will, all of that?
Yes. I think ever since a child, I would question these things. Like I was very much concerned with all of that. And then I don't know, I think I was like a teenager, and I saw the movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow. Have you seen it?
No, I should.
It's old, but it's so cool. And it is about that concept of like, what if like one thing was different, then how different the future would be for this one person, for Gwyneth Paltrow's character. And you get to see kind of like the alternate perspectives, right? Like from a decision that was made, like one decision, and then the how it could be totally different.
Yeah.
And so it kind of opens your eyes to that. And I found that so fascinating. Then years later, there was another movie called The Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon and Emily Blunt. And similar type of concept. It's, I think it was a book first and then they made it into a movie. But those really kind of got me thinking and sort of had me, like, I just became fascinated even more. But certainly it's come up more and more when it comes to providing readings for people, because like, I have to always wonder, you know, like, how much of it is up to us, and which things are destined and which things are not. Mm-hmm. And from what I can gather, there's the bigger things, bigger things.
That's what I feel too.
That are kind of, some of those big things are just already decided. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of the day-to-day choices I feel like are more up to us, but there are some big decisions that I think are very much still up to our free will too. So I think, it's still mysterious in some ways, but there seems to be that theme overall.
Yeah. I always felt like these, when, you know, deja vu.
Yeah.
The feeling of deja vu. It's like, I've always had those since I was a kid. And like, now I know that a lot of it was like my psychic abilities, but I really feel like it, to me, somewhere I heard along the line when I was younger that deja vus are like signposts for your life. It's like, when you have a deja vu, it's like this checkpoint of almost like recognizing that you have gotten to the right place at the right time. And it could be some totally insignificant thing. Like, I'm standing at a bus stop waiting for a random bus that doesn't really matter if I get it or not, but it's like, you know, and I don't know. So I do think that there are like these end goals that we all will reach. And then, but what are your thoughts on that kind of thing? Like, do you think deja vus connect with like pre-birth planning and that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, from my experience, I used to have deja vu so much as a kid, like it happened all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to my mom or trying to explain it, like what I was experiencing when I was like 5. And she just had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah.
She's just like, fine, don't worry. Okay. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Why does this feel like it's already happened?
Yeah.
It's already happened. You've already said this to me before. And she was just like, had no idea. I do think it is a signpost. It is a confirmation that you are in that moment, in the right place, at the right time, exactly where you're supposed to be. I wonder too, sometimes, if it isn't like sometimes past life experiences that were like almost like not reliving, but just like glimmers of it, you know, or moments of it. Just when it comes to certain places where you might have like a specific kind of deja vu, or if you've seen it maybe previously in your dreams or something, and then you get to actually, you've had like the precognition about it in your dreams, but you didn't know. And then you have it in life and you're like, oh, like there's such a familiarity.
Yeah.
But yeah, the deja vu thing is wild. I don't think I've experienced it too much lately.
I haven't gotten it too much lately. Now I average, I feel like it's probably like once per year, but when I was a kid, it was so often. But I also kind of feel like that's maybe spirit's way of like letting us know, like, hey, there's something else like going on here in this life. It's not just what you see before you, you know, because you get that feeling along with it, like, whoa, how is this happening? Right.
So, yeah, so intense. Yeah, similar to when we get the synchronicities or the signs and all of that, and how you have that feeling that's connected to it. Yeah, just that you know it's more than coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Heather was saying, I've always had very vivid dreams, and lately they have been so real that it feels like parallels, like I'm jumping into a life that is existing somewhere. What are your thoughts on this?
Ooh, that gives me chills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's quite possible that that's true, you know, that you're kind of almost being shown parallel potentials, or kind of like, being made aware of the fact that there is this concept that like all of our lives are happening at the same time, because time is, you know, not necessarily linear the way that we think it is. So that's, I would say, Heather, that's quite possible. What do you think, Beth?
Yeah, I think like, I don't know exactly what to make of it, but I feel like if that feels right to you, Heather, then that's what I feel is happening. And there's just so many things that I think we still don't, or I still don't know. I don't know. I feel like about how life works, how our like past lives work. I think it's totally possible. And especially if it feels, I also feel like it might be giving you this perspective on how else that you could maybe be in the world, like considering different ways of being yourself, but like from a different type of perspective, or like, for example, if you're not, I don't know, Heather, but it's like, for example, if you're not much of a risk taker in this life, but in those dreams and in your other lives, you were a risk taker, showing you like, oh no, like you can do this. This is possible for you to feel like this and act this way, you know?
Yeah, makes sense. Leah was saying, do you think that the deja vu experience is lessened once you became open to your abilities? And I think maybe, yeah, I think so. Because it seems to me it was more when I was younger, when I was a kid. It still does happen, but not as much. Yeah, not as much. And maybe I don't need those experiences as much because I'm aware of being on the path. You know? So that's interesting. Maya said, the title of the live reminds me of a topic I covered in a philosophy class. Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I think that would be a very interesting class.
Yeah, that's neat.
April says, I feel like I always second guess myself. My head and heart knows its spirit. Then my left brain doubts myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, April, you and everyone else.
Yes, me included.
It's so natural, normal to do that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, part of developing yourself, not only like with your abilities, but just spiritually, you know, just spiritually developing, like progressing in this life as a soul, you'll be given so many opportunities to learn to trust yourself and learn to trust spirit. Mm-hmm. So I think even if you feel like you're doubting, or it's like your head and your heart, you'll continue to have opportunities to learn to trust. And I think with that trust is knowing too that there's never any guarantee. Like, you can trust spirit and still be like, I don't know how this is gonna work out. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you can know at the end of the day that it will, but you can still, it's still very human and normal to think like, I have no idea how.
Yeah.
You know, but I just know that it will. So I think, yeah, just know that you're not alone. Not alone in that.
That's exactly how I feel about it too. It's like, I know that I can feel that this thing is going to turn out okay. Mm-hmm. The human part doesn't know how. And it's sometimes like, you would think as a psychic medium, like we would know everything about our own lives before it happens too, but we don't. And there's a reason for that as well. And I can have a sense about what's going to happen. Sometimes I'll be given information about that thing specifically, but it's like a lot of it is just trusting that, you know, it's, you do trust spirit to help you, and then but you don't know the how. So,
yeah. And it's because we need to be human as well. Mm-hmm. And again, if we were meant to know everything in advance, then what would be the point?
Yeah.
Why would we bother coming to the physical world? So, no, we don't get an extra bit of information than everyone else when it comes to our own lives. And I'm at the point where I don't need that, or I don't necessarily want that. You know, like, I'm okay. I think I've embraced the uncertainty. And even though the human part of myself might feel anxious, on a soul level, I really do trust that there's been so many times that I've been supported by spirit and that they've shown me their presence with me in my life, that I do trust that I'll be okay. I know that they've got me, and I also trust that my own resilience, that I've been through enough challenges that I understand that I can do that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think there's a freedom that comes with that when we don't need to know everything in advance, you know, when we were just like, okay, I'm here for the insight. I'm here for any tips, any help, any words of wisdom, even if it's just like a little message here and there. It's enough to kind of keep the inner fire kind of stoked and keep me focused. You know, that's
absolutely
it.
I keep thinking of with psychic readings, I think that's where they can be helpful too. Like, we never want our clients to have to feel like they have to rely on us, like come to us for psychic readings to know that they're on the right track. But it's like, I do feel like sometimes it is helpful as almost like a trust booster in yourself, because if you go to have a psychic reading and the psychic's bringing through information that you've been thinking about or things you've been doing, you almost realize like, okay, so I am learning how to trust myself. I'm learning how to trust my intuition, trust life, trust spirit. And also, there's somebody separate who doesn't know anything about my life, and they also feel the same thing or picking up on the same thing. So it's almost like a bit of a trust booster. I would never want clients to feel they have to come for a psychic reading for that.
Yeah.
Because I do think you can trust your own intuition, but it's like, it is kind of like that validation sometimes. And I think that's where a psychic reading can also be helpful.
And it's important to recognize people do get addicted to psychic readings, and people do get addicted to mediumship. And that's not what we want. That's not a healthy relationship with them, with readings. So you never want to be like trying to book a reading every couple of weeks or every month even. You know, you want to give yourself time and space in between. Mm-hmm. And I am of the opinion that it should never be something that's feeling super urgent, like you have to have it or you can't go on, you know, you can't live your life. Like, it's meant to help and it's meant to give you that guidance, but it doesn't replace your own reasoning skills. It doesn't replace medical advice. It doesn't replace legal advice. You know, like, it's important people understand that. So there's a value to it, and it is an important part of some healing, but I think it's not the whole thing, you know, it's not everything. And, you know, also keep in mind, you'll get something different from different people. So never place like everything on this one reading with this one person, because there are people for whom I've read for, which, you know, we've been such a good match, and it's like, they've gotten so much out of it. And, you know, I've been able to help them and tell them things in the future. And then, yes, those things did, in fact, happen exactly the way that I said. But there's also people who, you know, maybe I'm not the best match for, which they would not have the same experience. And that just depends on so many different things. But all I'm saying is there's not one person in the world for every single person. Also, there's not one person in the world who can be 100% accurate.
Yeah.
nope, no one that I've met yet, you know, can have that 100% accuracy with every single person in the world.
Exactly. So,
I think it's just to know the reality of that. You know, you're not booking and this person doesn't have power over you. Like, they don't get to tell you your destiny. You get to create a lot of your destiny yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it's important to use a psychic reading as this kind of like tool that helps you to like connect with insight from that's like beyond your human self. But at the same time, then it's also up to you to make a decision, like what feels right in your gut. Like, is the information that came through, how does that feel for you? Because you will feel whether that makes sense for you and you're like, oh yeah, exactly, that's what I feel too, or does it feel different? Like, do you want to make a different choice? So it's like a way to gain more information than you may have than you already had coming into the reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. definitely good. Well, I feel like that's probably a good place for us to leave you. Hi, Trudy. Oh, one more thing. April was asking, doesn't it also vary who comes through for that person? Yeah. So it can vary time to time. It is up to spirit in a mediumship reading who steps forward to communicate and who doesn't. We can't force it or be in control of that, which is tough because there's times when I wish that I could just make it happen for someone that wants a specific person. Believe me, I've tried. It doesn't really work that way. We can always give it. We can feel. You can feel when someone's really hoping for someone specific, usually. And so I'll always sort of mention that, like, oh, I feel like you're waiting for someone specific that you haven't heard from. And they're like, yes. And then that sometimes loosens it up. And then all of a sudden that person can come through. Mm-hmm. But there's times where I know they want this person. I'm trying to get this person and it's just not happening. And I'll just always tell them, it's not that your person doesn't want to talk to you. It's not that they're not okay. They're all of that. It's just timing. Also, you know, who knows? Maybe that spirit wants to work with a different medium. I don't know. Or maybe that you as the medium are not the vibration, like vibrational match for that spirit or for that sitter on that specific day. That's also possible. Mm-hmm. Or maybe as the sitter, it's not the right timing for you to receive that connection or those messages, even though, of course, like as the sitter, as the client, you want it when you want it. Like, I do get that. But the spirit world has to be sort of, they can see those things and they're in charge of that. So we have to just respect that.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for being here, everyone. Thanks, Leah, April, everyone who's commented. Hope that it's helpful. Hope that brings some insight and, you know, just gives you a little bit of a different idea when it comes to psychic readings and this whole idea of what's destined and what's free will. The biggest thing I would want everyone to know is that you have more power and more ability to change your life than you think. Mm-hmm. So don't give that away to anyone. Don't let anyone tell you what you can or cannot do or can or cannot achieve. You've got that ability within yourself. And while I think it's amazing, a good psychic reading can be very empowering and very helpful. I just never feel like you have to count on that in order to make choices. You've got this. You can do this without it, but certainly, you know, just know that it's there and it can be helpful, but it's not everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a joint effort.
Yeah. And I would also put in, I feel like part of my role in this life is to educate people about readings. If you want to get the most out of any reading, it doesn't matter if it is a psychic, a tarot reading, a mediumship reading. You have to take ownership of your own energy and you have to be willing to be open. And by open, I mean, because I've had a lady ask me this, what do you mean by being open? And I was like, Actually, it just means like, don't actively try to sabotage this, please. Like, don't actively, don't be an asshole. Like, really, that at the end of the day, if you could do that, we're golden. But the minute somebody comes in with an intention to actively try to either test you, lie to you, make it as difficult as possible, all of this stuff that just in the world people sometimes will do, you're decreasing your chances of having the experience that you want to have, making it very unlikely that you're going to be able to have an accurate, amazing, life-changing experience. And then those are the people that will say, oh yeah, wasn't that great? I mean, it's like, you do have to be accountable for yourself and and bring an open energy to it. That it, and you know, I wish I could say it doesn't matter. You could come and be super closed off and rude, and it I could still give you an amazing experience. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I think it blocks the energy a lot. Like, my feeling is like a lot to do with like, if somebody's being unkind to the medium, or like, it's showing disrespect for like the experience and like spirit as well, or our souls, like, right?
Yeah.
It shuts down that energy. It blocks it because it's like, well, like, spirit doesn't want to work with us if we're not being honest and kind and in the same kind of energy as they would be. Like, that's my feeling about it too. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's just a like PSA. It's just to let people know that, yeah, your energy will matter too. You know, it's a three-way conversation. Especially when it's mediumship and we're doing like spirit communication. So you gotta bring your energy to it too. So that's just little extra bonus there in the end. But thanks for tuning in, everyone. And we'll have to do it again, Beth. We'll have to plan another one.
Yeah, I would love that. It was fun. And thank you everybody for being here. It's so cool to be able to do this and share our thoughts, share your thoughts.
Yeah, it's great. Great conversation. I don't know if it did record, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the show, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or feel free to leave a rating and a review. You can follow me on Instagram at Melissa White Medium, or on Facebook, Psychic Medium Melissa White. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.